Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After fighting extradition, Luigi Mangione waived it at a hearing in Pennsylvania today, flown back immediately to New York to face state murder and terrorism charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Now he's expected to make an initial appearance in federal court in Lower Manhattan on charges related to Brian Thompson's murder. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
So we don't know what the federal charges are as of yet. Of course, there's a potential for murder that we know has max penalty. Of the death penalty at federal court.
A government shutdown looming, the deadline tomorrow night, and support for a bipartisan short-term fix now being blocked. President-elect Donald Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he wants Congress to eliminate or extend the debt ceiling before he takes office. That's the cap on the amount the U.S. government can borrow to pay its existing debts. Stocks rebounding a bit after the Fed announced yesterday that there would be fewer rate cuts in the coming year. This is ABC News. A deadly crash and train colliding with a tractor trailer in Pecos, Texas, Wednesday afternoon. One person was killed and the impact sent train cars into a nearby building.
The area is still blocked off and it's going to take some time to remove all those rail cars. The Texas Department of Public Safety and Union Pacific investigating. Right now, they're saying that the hazmat cars remain sealed and pose no risk to the public.
ABC's Matt Gutman. A 72-year-old man today receiving the maximum sentence in a case that has shaken in France. Dominique Pellicot sentenced to 20 years in prison after he was found guilty in the gang rapes and drugging of his own wife.
Giselle Pellicot waived her anonymity bravely in this case so she could get the full facts out there and put the shame onto the perpetrators of the abuse, not on her. And she gave a powerful statement at the courthouse. Effectively, she said that she carried the fight, as she put it, for the future of her grandchildren. She said she was thinking about her three children.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge, Michelle Franzen.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. The two victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison have been identified. Ted Allen has more.
The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office on Wednesday identified them as 42-year-old Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara of Madison. West was a teacher at the school. Vergara was a freshman who had attended the K-12 school since kindergarten. Suspected shooter 15-year-old Abundant Life student Natalie Rupnow fatally shot herself. Six others were injured, with two students in critical condition.
Students are returning to Abundant Life Christian School after Monday's shooting. They retrieved belongings left behind when they evacuated the building following the shooting. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says Madison police are leading the investigation as investigators talk with students and examine Rupnow's online activity, computers, and documents she may have written prior to the shooting. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Winter weather can be expected for the next few days across the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service has extended the winter storm warning until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Forecasters say the Chippewa Valley will see as much as 8 inches of snow today. That will make it for a tricky drive for our commutes. The Weather Service says 25-mile-an-hour wind gusts will also make the drive tougher. Forecasters say after the snow, it will remain cold until at least Christmas Day, when the high is expected to be above freezing. Another telecom in western Wisconsin has received a grant and loan from USDA to expand broadband internet access. The Bloomer Telephone Company received a $4.6 million grant and a $4.6 million low-interest loan from the USDA's ReConnect program. The money will be used to deploy a fiber-to-the-premise network to provide high-speed internet to 1,278 people, 32 businesses, and 73 farms in Chippewa and Dunn counties. The plan to bring a battery plant to western Wisconsin is back on the table. Kema Battery Technologies originally pitched Chippewa Falls on a plant to rehab old batteries, but decided to take that idea to Michigan instead. Now the company's back with plans for a plant to make new batteries. They're again talking about building at the old EOG sand plant property. Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman says there are new leaders at the company this time and a slightly different plan that's a lot less worrisome for the city. There's hope to start some work at the new plant by spring. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services detected the first presumptive positive case of H5N1 in a human. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County, where the person was exposed to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the CDC. Wisconsin health officials will monitor the farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and have provided them with information to protect their health. The risk to the general public in Wisconsin remains low. Someone jackpotted some ATMs in Marshfield and walked away with as much as $100,000. Police say it happened over the weekend. They say someone installed something on an ATM at the Simplicity Credit Union. That something allowed the thieves to eventually hack the ATM and take out huge sums of money. Marshfield police say the thieves took anywhere between $60,000 and $100,000. There's no word about suspects or vehicle description, but police are asking for the public's help. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is urging residents to stay vigilant against a surge in scams targeting individuals and families across Wisconsin. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated, using technology, fake identities, and emotional manipulation to steal money and personal information. The Sheriff's Department is reminding people that government agencies will never call you demanding payment or threaten arrest. Tech companies will not initiate unsolicited contact to fix your computer and have questions ready that only your grandchild or family member would know if you receive a call saying a relative is in trouble and needs money. If you receive suspicious calls, never give out any personal information and just hang up. The weekly City of Mondovi garbage and recycling pickup will be delayed due to the Christmas Day and New Year's Day holidays. Mondovi residents that normally have a Wednesday garbage pickup, it will now be on Thursday. The Thursday recycling pickup will be Friday. If you have any questions, just contact Mondovi City Hall. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker wants to borrow an idea from the new Trump administration. Speaker Robin Voss suggested a state-based government efficiency effort similar to the Dodge effort that the president-elect Trump is planning. Voss says he wants to call the committee GOAT, Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency Committee. Voss says the idea is to reform state government and look for ways to save taxpayers' money. Voss isn't saying specifically what that means, but he's been clear for months that his top priority for the next 2 years is figuring out how to give Wisconsin's $4 billion surplus back to taxpayers. Act 10 will have to wait. A Dane County judge yesterday placed a temporary hold on his declaration that Act 10 is unconstitutional. Judge Jacob Frost is the same judge who struck down most of Act 10 earlier this month. He says he's ordering the pause to give lawmakers and others a chance to challenge his ruling. Frost said Act 10 cannot stand because it separates public employees into two categories and applies Act 10's collective bargaining limitations to just one group. Republicans are appealing the decision, pointing to other courts that have tossed out the very same argument years ago. The pause means that unions like Madison's Teachers Union cannot move ahead with new contract demands just yet. Make sure you're getting that lottery tax credit on your property tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds you to closely check your bill this year to ensure your lottery credit is being applied. This year's credit should be around $213 per household. You can only claim the credit once each year in your primary residence. If you think you're not receiving the credit, check the state tax portal online at revenue.wy.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for the most exceptional hunter. Nominees are accepted on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Examples can include helping other hunters and find lost game, assisting new hunters, or protecting natural resources. Any hunter or non-hunter can be nominated for their actions during the 2024 calendar year. Now established in 1997, the award recognizes a person whose action is symbolic of Wisconsin's hunting heritage. Nominations will be reviewed by a five-person committee, and they can be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. Visit the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Snow will continue today with another 3 to 5 inches of accumulation before it ends this evening. It's going to be windy too, with blowing snow likely for a good chunk of the day into tonight. Our high today, 27, 14 tonight. It'll be cooler, less windy, 21 tomorrow. Still looking for gift ideas? Everyone will love Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Actor Bill Murray is known for his classic movie roles, but did you know he credits a painting for saving his life?
I think it's called The Song of the Lark. It's a woman working in a field, and there's a sunrise behind her. I think that gave me some sort of feeling that I, too, am a person and get another chance every day the sun comes up.
Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times when you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Marquette won their Big East Conference opener last night, 80-70 over Butler at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cam Jones at 23 to lead the way. Marquette hit just 42% from the field and 20%, 6 of 30 from distance, but they won the rebound battle 38-27, including 20 on the offensive glass.
We needed more shots than they got because, you know, we didn't make many of them. And kind of had a feeling, you know, when you play Butler, they always do a good job of mucking up the game, slowing down the game. You know, we got a lot of really good looks that didn't go in. Sometimes that happens. We really emphasized offensive rebounding. To get 47% of our misses back was a huge deal. That's the number one reason why we got so many more shots than them.
Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles are 10-2. They'll play at Xavier on Saturday. The Green Bay Phoenix dropped their eighth straight game, this time to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70 before 5,000-plus on Education Day at the Resch Center yesterday. Green Bay native Marcus Tomaszek poured in 30 for the Huskies in the upset. Phoenix coach Doug Gottlieb on losing to a D2.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom,
it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, dude, they got some really good players. They're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win. And I clearly have not done a good enough job. And some of it, they just have to experience it.
Week 16 of the NFL season kicking off tonight in Inglewood with a battle in the AFC West. The Chargers play host to the Denver Broncos. Packers back on the practice field after an off day yesterday. They'll host the Saints on Monday night. Packers rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
A pressure-filled season ends with Logano on top for a third time. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the race fan in your life? Don't miss all the holiday deals and the biggest sale of the year now at RacingElectronics.com. With Racing Electronics scanner and headphones, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race or tune into the live MRN radio broadcast. You can have the ability to talk to your friends over the roar of the engines with a set of Intercom RE headsets, and gift cards are always a popular choice. The holly jolly deals won't last forever. Head over to RacingElectronics.com. That's RacingElectronics.com.
It may be the off-season, but one place has you covered for all things short track racing, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. When racing returns, be sure to join us each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
For the third time in his NASCAR Cup Series career, Joey Logano ended up on top at season's end, winning the NASCAR Cup Series championship, a feat that comes with a lot of pressure, both physically on the racetrack and mentally away from the track, something that Logano believes most people don't understand, especially during that final championship weekend.
Right, we all have the pressure of life. Right, that hits you in different ways, and right, it could be financial, it could be with your family, it could be, you know, health, right, those type of pressures, but they're, you have time to think those out a little bit. But this is all coming down to one day. You have an opportunity to make history, to impact so many families.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi wants to wish you and your family Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The staff at Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home wish you goodwill and cheer during this busy time of year. It is their hope that if you know someone who has lost a loved one, that you send a card or give them a call. Let them know you're thinking of them. Holidays can be a very hard time for someone who's lost a loved one. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials.
A living Christmas tree and enjoy it for years to come. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With some advanced planning and preparation, your holiday memories will live on as the tree grows when you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
In our family, Christmas is officially over when the tree comes down. It's sad because we kind of get attached to the tree, and it's a shame to toss it out. Joe Lample is the host and executive producer of the show Growing a Greener World, which airs on public television. He says one way to enjoy Christmas tree beauty year-round is to plant it in the yard after the holidays. Do your homework to find an evergreen from a local nursery that will grow well in your area. Check to be sure it's healthy and has a good root system. When you get it home, Lample says don't bring it immediately into the house. It needs to be acclimated for a few days.
Put it in a sheltered area outside of your house, perhaps a garage or a carport, where it's not in direct exposure to wind. Make sure that it's watered so the roots have a chance to take up more moisture. The more that tree can have access to water prior to going in the house, the better it will do once it's in the house.
The less time a living Christmas tree spends inside, the better. It shouldn't be in the house for more than a week. When you're ready to move it back outside, Lample says to reacclimate it the same way you did before bringing it inside. Then, plant the tree in the ground.
If you dig the hole in advance, if it's frozen ground, you've gotten a head start on that. But maybe the ground isn't frozen when you buy your tree and you dig the hole then, and that's an ideal time to do it if possible because you have the root ball there to know how deep you need to make the hole. Only as deep as the root ball, but 2 to 3 times as wide.
Be sure to give your newly planted tree plenty of water to keep the roots moist and add mulch over the top. If the ground is frozen and there's no way you'll be digging a planting hole, Lample says it's okay to wait until you can get to it. The tree should be fine as long as it's in a protected area and isn't allowed to dry out. Learn more about living Christmas trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A new survey highlights how criminals are targeting consumers this holiday season. With more, here's Kathy Stokes, Director of Fraud Prevention Programs at AARP.
Our latest survey finds that 82% of U.S. consumers have faced fraud this year, from gift cards and online shopping scams to phishing attempts disguised as delivery notifications. Fraud comes in many forms, and the tactics are always evolving.
Stokes has some advice on how to stay safe.
If you receive a gift card with no balance on it, call the number on the back of the card to see if the issuer can help you recover the funds. If you're traveling for the holidays, invest in a virtual private network app or VPN to help keep you safe when you're at an airport or a coffee shop on your phone. And only use peer-to-peer payment apps with people you know. And if you've been targeted by fraud, the Fraud Watch Network at AARP offers free support to help you report the crime and begin recovery.
Learn more at aarp.org/holidayscams2024.
Mixed action in the markets on Thursday. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, as we look at Thursday's trade action after a pretty tough day at the soy complex yesterday, we at least have a little green on the screen here. While corn is pretty quiet and range-bound, wheat under a little pressure today. What's your take of the grains and oilseeds here for Thursday?
Yeah, wheat really taking a hit from the dollar. The dollar at new two-year highs as 10-year treasury yields are at new six-month highs. And so that's affecting the wheat market, breaking down to new lows, falling below those August lows for the March Chicago contract that's leading the way lower for us. Soybeans getting a little bit of a strength. I'm going to call it a dead cat bounce at this point. Typically, we do see a little bit of firmness in here. And when we look at that January contract, we're falling to levels now where we previously, back in August, found some end user buying in here. I wouldn't say the picture is bullish or turned around or anything. I just think we're moderating after the big 25-cent losses yesterday, that we're bouncing 5, 6, 7 cents today. That's all I would call it at this point. That's allowing corn prices to firm a little bit, show some modest gains. I think it shows that corn is basically now just kind of caught between soybeans and wheat and struggling there, but we're continuing overall the trend, the new crop soybean corn price ratio lower, closer to that 2.0 level after with the big crop coming in, soybean crop coming in Brazil here soon.
How about that livestock trade as well? Cattle showing some pressure in futures ahead of the cattle on feed report that'll be out Friday. Lean hogs quiet there, a little bit of green. What's your take of the proteins today?
Well, first of all, when the stock market goes down, which it did yesterday and did largely after the protein sector had closed trade, you tend to see the meat markets go down as well because of worries about consumers having a willingness to pay when a down stock market for those higher cuts of meat. We're back up on the stock market today, fractionally compared to what we went down yesterday. The meat market kind of catching up with that. We've also broken some chart support and seen some follow-through selling there. And concerns about seasonal weakness in product demand now as retailers have already booked for the holidays. So we typically see cash and product prices go down. And so the cattle market pricing that in now.
All right, that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, do your homework before making an on-farm solar agreement. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Solar panels are showing up on more farm fields throughout rural America. Kelly Wilford is the Farm Management Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin Extension. She says there are a lot of solar panels in Wisconsin, and farmers who might be looking into the topic should do their homework first.
The Solar Energy Industries Association tells us that we've got about 2,500 megawatts of solar already in place here in Wisconsin, which a megawatt's about 5 to 7 acres. So somewhere in the realm of 13,000 acres, not saying they're necessarily farmland acres, but in general acres of solar that's already here and happening. And they say that in the next 5 years, they're expecting another 4,500 megawatts, I believe. So certainly you can see how that acreage would add up quickly. Farmers seem to be interested in it to some extent, I should say farmers or landowners, from the perspective that those dollar signs look pretty enticing. But there is a lot more in those contracts besides just the dollar. So we always encourage folks to take a good look at it with your lawyer and then keep an eye out for anything that might trip you up long term.
There may be some understandable hesitation from farmers because they can't plow the land that holds solar panels.
I will say my experiences specifically with large-scale solar, so primarily that utility-scale solar where you're going to have 100 megawatts, so close to 500 acres or more in a given project. That doesn't mean you yourself have to have that much in a project, but just in that local area in a specific development. If you are currently farming that land or renting it to a farmer, putting solar on it typically means that you're not going to be able to farm it. However, there has been some interest in what we call agrivoltaics. So it's the idea that we have solar and agriculture together. So whether that's sheep that are grazing under the panels, whether that is spacing the panels far enough apart that you'd maybe be able to farm strips in between, really that conversation is up to you.
One key factor is making sure that farmers negotiate the entire contract situation and get answers needed up front. Wilford says farmers will need to have legal representation during the negotiation process.
These are really long, complicated documents. UW-Madison Division of Extension does have a number of resources, both a guide for leasing solar, where you can review what are some of the terms that you might see in this agreement, as well as what I call a companion conversation guide that's going to help you ask some of those questions and write down the answers. The reason that's important is because if you're having a conversation with a solar developer and they're making promises to you, and now you go to your lawyer with your contract and say, well, can you review this for me? They can review it for sort of the standard things. But if the solar developer made a specific promise to you and you don't tell your attorney about that promise, or you don't remember quite how that promise was phrased, they're not necessarily going to know to look for it in the agreement.
Resources for farmers are available at the UW Extension website. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has reported another case of the H5N1 virus, this time in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County near the Wisconsin-Illinois border. This was just after a flock was reported with the virus at a farm in Barron County in far northwest Wisconsin. State veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle says the two virus outbreaks are likely not related to this fall's giveaway of over 150,000 chickens to the general public from poultry farmers in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry.
We don't see any connection there. That was an incident that happened a couple of months ago. Even influenza is a very quickly moving disease in poultry. So these birds, these latest two cases, probably got exposed very shortly prior to exhibiting clinical signs within hours or days. So we don't see a connection there with that other incident with the poultry company.
Meanwhile, the Department of Health Services says one person from Barron County was likely infected with the H5N1 virus. California agriculture officials continue to recall raw milk from a Central Valley dairy after tests found the H5N1 virus in a sample of milk from a bulk tank. California officials warned residents not to consume milk from Valley Milk Supply bottled because it could lead to infection with the emerging flu virus. No illnesses have been reported so far. It was the second raw milk recall in California in 2 weeks. Raw Farm LLC of Fresno voluntarily recalled all of its raw milk and cream products December 3rd due to possible H5N1 contamination. Valley Milk is 100 miles away from Raw Farm LLC. USDA says the H5N1 virus was recently identified in a backyard poultry flock in Louisiana, making it the 50th state to report an outbreak. Almost 124 million birds have died of H5N1 since the disease first appeared in flocks in February of 2022. USDA Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says his agency is making domestic fertilizer production investments in 9 states, including Wisconsin, to lower fertilizer costs for American farmers and lower food costs for U.S. consumers. When we invest in domestic supply chains, we drive down input costs and increase options for farmers. Vilsack said that through the investments, USDA is bringing jobs back to the U.S., lowering costs for families and supporting farmer income. USDA is investing more than $116 million through the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program to help 8 facilities expand innovation and innovative fertilizer production, not only in Wisconsin, but also California, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, and Oklahoma. program is funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation and provides funding to independent business owners to help them modernize equipment, adopt new technologies, and build new production plants. Through the program, USDA has invested $517 million in 76 fertilizer production facilities to expand domestic fertilizer access. The National Pork Producers Council is disappointed in Congress's decision to relinquish its responsibility to produce a five-year farm bill and an overdue federal solution to California's Proposition 12. The organization says pork producers don't have the luxury of waiting for Congress to pass a new five-year farm bill. After years of losing money and forcing family farmers out of business, we need the certainty to make decisions, said Lori Stevermeyer, NPPC president and a Minnesota pork producer. America's pork producers have continually raised our voices and have ultimately been ignored by Congress through its failure to provide a solution to the problems created by Prop 12. Instead, congressional leadership announced its intention to pass a clean one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, denying new programs or funding. NPPC and other agricultural stakeholders will continue to push Congress to provide a federal solution to Prop 12 and other priorities. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A winter storm will continue to affect the region today in our ag weather forecast. Looks like we'll see anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of snow today. Now, northwest winds will also increase as the snow diminishes this afternoon, with gusts up to 30 to 40 miles an hour expected. And then after the storm moves out, expect some colder weather for the weekend. Winter storm warning in effect, snow heavy at times, snow accumulation of anywhere from 4 to 6 inches. Highs will be in the upper 20s, southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, cloudy, a 40% chance of snow, lows near 16. North winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs low 20s, northwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 20, southeast winds at around 5. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 20s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, highs mid-30s. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, with highs in the mid-30s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade, we got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube, watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Transams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something. How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know. Can't see them for the glow of the neon light. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Please don't worry, cause I'm alright. See, I'm playing here at the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams come true. Well, I love you more than anything in the world. Love promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
I swear I'll love you
that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of my life.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plains Candy Apple Red Rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your photograph in the gas station. Just started to laugh. She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said good luck boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas Plains said. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that.
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. After waiving extradition in Pennsylvania today, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's